We are ready, so we will go ahead and open this meeting up at 9:30. Notice is given by the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, will hold a public hearing under the authority of Section 251.152 Texas Transportation Code on Tuesday, November 4th at 9:30 a.m. in the Commissioners Courtroom of the Admin Building. Hearing purpose to discuss a request by citizens to lower the speed limit on Parkview Addition located in Precinct 2. Interested parties are invited to appear and be heard in respect to the proposed speed limit change. Formal action may be taken at the request at the regular court session of Commissioners Court at 10 a.m. following the public hearing. Commissioner Sal, you are up, buddy.
Yes, sir. Mr. Simmons had reached out and asked if we could lower the speed limit, specifically basically for the delivery drivers who are driving too fast, and their neighborhood's pretty tight. Got it pretty full, and I've had five other residents reach out, Mr. Corbella, Mr. Benedict, Ms. Minton, Ms. Breville, and Mr. Simmons, asking the lower to 15. I think we should lower to 15.
Is it a, are we talking, is it a, the whole addition?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one road in, one road out?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
As the neighborhood's grown, more people moved in, they're parking on the road, and
sure.
Kids are, you know, like, I guess there's a lot of kids in there.
Yeah. Families have moved in, small
no
kids.
No sidewalks.
They don't, there's no, the road is just wide enough for, you know, cars for the big park just right there on the curb, but, and you can make one lane passage through there like that.
So 15, have you driven 15?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just going to say.
That's what I've been watching myself.
I'm
before.
Just going to
what
say,
is it currently?
If there's 30, ever any.
30 is normal state
30.
Law.
If there's ever any patrolman
ever
in there at radar,
below 20.
Your neighbors are going to get tickets.
Yes, sir.
20 is kind of the norm, but 15, if that's what y'all want, huh?
Yeah, I just think once you get to the, like I say, people are in there starting to have guests over or whatever.
I agree.
It really confines the area.
Of course, them signs don't slow the cars down.
Yeah, they don't.
And that's what I'm saying. This could be the initial move to, you know, put up some signs and
sure.
Hopefully we can have, you know, sheriff's department assistants periodically go through there and just maybe make some passes and make yourself known that, hey, look, you know, changes have been made and we're watching everything that goes on in here. So.
And he said it was better whenever there was a resident that lived there that saw him work for the sheriff's department. So
well, it is Corey. I came out his last
so when his patrol car was in there, traffic wasn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not think that 20 wouldn't be a good speed limit? Because I just don't see anybody going 15 to be honest.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation is 20. But, because I don't think we've ever went lower than 20 anywhere that I can remember.
I don't necessarily have an opinion. I'm just going off what the residents have asked. Everybody's
yeah.
been 15.
But, like I said, to Commissioner Rocker, deal. When we've done these in the past, and typically as soon as we do them, half the time, the people that have gotten the ticket are the people that called and asked for the stuff to be done.
I've actually been told, we didn't mean us.
15's pretty. 15's pretty, yeah, they were saying, we just wanted all the trucks and deliveries and all those guys. Well,
no, you know. 15 is 15 for me. I've been watching myself going through there, you know, just to kind of get the feel of it. I feel that 15 is adequate. But.
Where do you live at? And
so
you're on the
you
shield.
Enter on
towards the end
off of Feeder Road on Saunders Lane, on the drive.
Uh-huh.
Take a left on Michelle, about the fifth house on the right. Well, there's no other cul-de-sac. It just on my side of the road. It just goes straight down. Well, that's just a straight shot.
You're the last
like
house
race
on that
lake.
Side.
No, I'm on fifth house on the right.
How many's past you?
There's probably another five or six, and I think there's one addition that's on like.
Out there
to be signed by all the residents, the actual owners, not somebody that's leasing out their home to their grandson or whatever. I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah. If you think 15, I mean, we can't, we don't decide at this meeting.
Right.
Is
there an agenda item on court? I didn't think so.
Yeah, it'll have to be the next one.
Yeah, it'll have to be on the next one.
I put it on the 18th so we can make sure our wording is correct on what your changes are.
So that, I mean, is there anything else we need to do other than say we'll put it on the agenda for the next?
It says it can be done on the agenda today.
Mm-hmm.
In the hearing.
You gonna vote on it, hear it?
I don't think we can.
No, it says we can do it in the.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can.
Without having.
But it's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it's no agenda item on there.
Yeah. I also think your agenda item needs to specify if you are going to take it from 30 to 15, your agenda item that is publicly available should specify that rather than a general statement that it's going to be lowered.
Yeah.
This one's street name?
Michelle.
It's Sandra, the inner, Michelle, there's your right to left, and then they got Christelle, Raquel, Dalton, the Mitten, part of the Mitten family, they named them all after their daughters or whatever.
Funny how that works.
That is, so it's a one entrance street basically.
Yeah, it doesn't
does
come out
around.
You can't go out by Bell Engineering, can you?
No, sir, it's
the map shows it's
considered a private drive. Into that
so you come in here and you go left and right.
The original landowner, Jay
Norman.
Norman, yeah. The Normans own that property down at the end of, I guess, be the west end of the neighborhood.
And the plat shows this other section back here, but it's never been developed.
Okay. Yeah, so that road is not
there. There's no other, there's no movements to be developed.
Yeah, so it does show it going to the other road, but it doesn't go out there on that end.
I think they mainly use that as far as that's where our sewer container, sewer facility.
I think the biggest issue is just on the shale. Christy,
yeah,
Michelle,
the other
Michael,
other roads are short Michelle. Streets. There's no, well, can't even build up speed to be honest with you on that
one. Your road
challenge accepted.
Also golf carts and other ATVs, you know, they kind of parade down, kids riding up and down the road. They have went to excess of, you know, just trying it out, see how fast it'll go. So. Maybe
yeah, that's kind of a whole different set of rules on those.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That they would, you know.
Feedback I got from any residents, so I'm going to do that. Amelia Miller lives right here on this corner, and she said it's bad at her house, so they're already getting just in that little section. I'm being in such a big hurry.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
It says the two guys that drive the fastest in the court.
That ain't me.
The FedEx drivers are a little fresher.
Yeah.
That's why their stuff falls off the truck.
You know, ironic thing in this whole conversation is listen to Johnny talk about fast drivers.
I know.
You know, stop throwing rocks at him.
What?
He told me him signs still on the back of his truck. I wonder how long.
We ain't got nothing.
Sling it off, sling it off. Yeah, I found out my doors were aluminum.
Okay. So when we do the agenda item, we want to, agenda item to say from 30, current 30 to proposed 15 in the agenda item. And that'll be on the 18th before we can make that decision.
If we put that down specifically at 15 and then the neighborhood gets together, comes in here.
Says they want 20.
Can we change that?
Sure. You're just disclosing your proposal. I'm much more comfortable saying 15 and then going to 20 than saying 20 going to 15.
Would we say 15 or 20 in the agenda item? And that way people could comment that.
Say whatever you like. You're the judge.
One either way.
Just leave it at 15. That way if it motivates them, or, you know, we'll give them options, it might motivate them.
That gives them a notice of what you're looking at.
The agenda item comes out, I can have it posted in that neighborhood Facebook page. One last chance.
So let it be known that if they need to come in and say something, they come in on the 18th with their piece.
Yes, yes, sir, I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks.
So we're, I go to work right here, and we'll throw up a small little item, put in everybody's mailbox. Mm-hmm. Beware. Here's what's coming. You want to speak up.
Yeah, this would be the date to come say something. All right, there's no other comments. Anything else?
Mr. Simmons, go to work.
Mr. Simmons, yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we will. If there's no other comment, we will close at 9:42. All right, there we go. Yeah. What you doing, buddy?
I didn't realize you were like in the middle.
You're fine. People walk.